A new exhibit at the Longmont Museum takes the viewer back to World War I through the eyes and letters of Longmont residents, like the one museum curator Eric Mason says they received just days before the show opened.
The last piece was a souvenir postcard from a soldier by the name of Joe Knight, who was in training at Fort Riley, Kansas, and had sent this back to his then sweetheart.
Mr. Knight served in the Medical Training Corps.
But the relationship didn't quite work out. She ended up marrying his brother. So
Knight is one of 20 Longmont residents the exhibit features.
We trace many people from Longmont, both soldiers, nurses, doctors, and trainees, as they go through the struggles of the U.S. involvement in World War I between 1917 and 1918.
Of course, no World War I exhibit would be complete without a biplane. Mason says they searched the state and found one in their own backyard.
A gentleman named John Youngblut built a Jenny World War I era aircraft in the 1990s, and it had been in a crash, still is undergoing some restoration, and so really worked out well that we were able to house it in the gallery while he continued the restoration work on part of the wings, which only half of the wings are currently on the airplane.
The replica Jenny is built to scale and cuts an impressive figure, even with only one side of wings.
Why come up with this? Why World War I, Longmont's experience now?
What kind of inspired the idea of a World War I exhibit here at the Longmont Museum was a wonderful donation we received a few years ago of four original World War I posters.
A little more digging turned up quite a lot of items from the museum's own collection. A grenade someone brought back as a souvenir, ammunition, a cot an officer would have slept on at the battlefront, and a picture of Longmont resident Gordon Atherton in his infantry uniform hanging next to the uniform.
So it really gives this strong connection between an individual and an artifact in the museum's collection.
Atherton, by the way, made it back from the war and ran a bicycle shop well into the 1960s. He was one of 400 people from Longmont who served in the war effort, 200 of which saw the battlefield, and amazingly, only a dozen died in the war. Among them was ace flyboy John Harold Buckley. He and his close childhood friend Dick Smith served together in the same squadron.
We have Mr. Buckley's pocket watch and his service cap. Mr. Smith, we have his flying wings, his dog tags, his pilot's log, and his diary. Tragically, Mr. Buckley was killed in a mid-air collision.
His legacy lives on, though. Buckley Air Force Base in Denver was named for him. As for Dick Smith, well, you'll have to check out the exhibit to find out his fate. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Rosenbaum.